There was a story about a lady. She was rushing to the airport. So she realizes that Baruch Hashem, she made it to her flight. The flight was delayed. And as she's sitting in the airport waiting for her flight, she sits down next to a stranger. And she was busy and her mind was everywhere. And she sees a pack of chocolate chip cookies. And she takes the cookie. She sees the guy next to her also grabs a cookie. So then she takes a cookie. And she's wondering, who is this guy? What chutzpah does he have to eat my cookies? I didn't give him permission to eat my cookies. And then he takes a cookie, and then she takes a cookie, until finally they get to the last cookie. And now she's wondering, is this guy seriously going to have the audacity to take the last cookie? It doesn't even belong to him. And then he goes ahead, takes the cookie, breaks it in half, he gives her half, and he eats the other half. She says, I can't believe this guy. Thank you for doing me a favor and eating my last cookie. She doesn't say anything. She gets into the plane. As she's putting away her luggage, suddenly something falls down from one of her luggages. She realized she dropped her bag of cookies. And in reality, it wasn't him who was eating her cookies, it was her who was eating his cookies. But she was too quick to judge. So she was put into a situation where it seemed so clear that clearly he's taking something that belongs to me. But sometimes that happens to us as well in life, where we run into a situation where sometimes things seem to be so obvious, that obviously this person is wrong and I'm right. Or obviously this person doing something that is terrible. But is it always true? Is that always the case?